Okay, Moshe Kibel Torah v'Sinai. Masar Yoshua v'Yoshua Zekenim Zekenim l'Neviim. Neviim Asur l'Anshe Knesset Hagadola. Heim Amru Shlosha Devarim. Have a Masunim B'Din, be slow in judgment. V'Hamidu Talmidim Harbei. Have a lot of students. V'Asu Siyag l'Torah. So the Chavetz Chaim tells us, what does it mean to have Talmidim Harbei? Or more importantly, why is it so important to have Talmidim Harbei? You don't have to be a Rebbe to have Talmidim Harbei. Your friends could be your Talmidim Harbei. Your family could be your Talmidim Harbei. What does Hashem love about a person who has many Talmidim? A person who always has a good Dvar Torah to share. Hamidu Talmidim Harbei, says the Chavetz Chaim, Hine kama chavivim ha'anashim ha'elu be'enei Hashem Yisbach. How precious are those people who have a lot of Talmidim. Havor zeshem alamdin Torah Yisrael shenekram banov. Hashem's nation are not only his subjects, but they're his children. And therefore, a person who teaches Torah to one of Hashem's children. So let's just picture this for a second. Let's try to make this a little mindset. Torah is Hashem's most desired gift. And Torah is Hashem's greatest ideas. And Hashem so badly wants that the Jewish people should know about this gift and to appreciate those ideas. So it's an unbelievable thing. When you teach Torah to someone, when you share an idea in Torah with someone, even if you're not a Rebbe, even if you're not in a professional manner, when you look at a Jew and you say, this Jew is a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem gave us his wisdom, and Hashem wants more than anything that his children should recognize his wisdom. And now I'm going to serve as that conduit to relay that information to this child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because of this Jew is going to, well, he's going to correct his ways, he's going to perfect his soul, and he's going to be zochet olam haba. So when you think about it in those terms, it's a pretty significant thing that you're doing. He quotes from the Medrash Tana de Be'al Yo. The Medrash says, "L'inyan etzam haTorah, le'achad sheshal lo lama chaviva hi be'enei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoser mikol ba'olam." What is it that Hashem loves about the Torah so much? Why does Hashem love the Torah? Torah has the ability to again help a person to tip his own scale in the right direction. Torah teaches me how to function, how to be a proper human being on planet Earth. And Torah helps me to earn a portion in the world to come. So of course Hashem loves Torah. Torah is what allows a person to achieve what he's supposed to achieve in this world. So that's true about the Torah. The same thing is true, says the Chavetz Chaim, about the person who teaches Torah. You also correct the person. You also help them to function in this world. And you also help them to come to Olam Haba. U'mamish hu'adin l'mishim mishtadu l'lami Torah l'vano shalmakum. Hu chaviv gam kein b'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu michol bay olam. The most precious thing in the world is the person who teaches others Torah. Why? And in a certain sense, a person is even more valuable than the Torah. Because if the person doesn't come along to teach the Torah, so what happens to the Torah? The Torah sits in a corner, and that's it. Sha'atorah halom munechas b'keren zavis. The Torah is resting in a corner. The Torah is sitting on a shelf. If you don't go over and take off the sefer and say to your friend, come, let's learn together a little bit. Let's be osek in the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, lo yimtza mishi yishtadu l'lamid osal l'banam shalmakom. Just think about a sefer. Do a chesed with a sefer today, okay? Some point tonight, do a chesed with a sefer, or tomorrow, if it's too late tonight. So some point tomorrow, do a chesed with a sefer. Walk into one of the batei medrash around here, whether it's here, whether we learn in the morning, wherever. Walk into a base medrash, go over to the shelf, and look at a sefer that you can kind of tell is like one of these farm that hasn't been used in, you know? Like it could be that it has not moved from its place in, I don't know, 20 years. It could literally be in the exact same spot. No one's opened the cover of the sefer for 20 years. Take the sefer off the shelf, open up and learn something in it. And try to picture what that sefer's been going through the last 20 years. Is that too wacky? I think it's very deep. That this sefer is munechas b'karen zavis. The Torah is munechas b'karen zavis, dying for someone to learn it. And all the more so if you go and you grab a friend and you say, come, let's learn something in the sefer together. A sefer that's gone untouched for so long. We're beautiful words of Torah that are just munechas b'karen zavis, waiting for someone to come along. So you take that sefer off the shelf and you grab a child of the Ribbono Shel Olam by the arm and you say, come, let's learn about Hashem. Yish'aru reik mimenu b'kol ha'mitzvos. Yeah, wherever we go. Then lo yad, if you don't find someone who's going to be osik in Torah, so then what? Yishori reik bi menu b'kol mitzvos. So then the person remains empty. He's a empty kli, and that Torah remains empty in the sense that it's not being used. Vim kein hu amachriyas banav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'kafschus. So when a person does this, he tips the scales. He brings favor and merit upon the children of Hashem. U'mechanecha b'mitzvos. You teach a fellow Jew how to function. Do you realize you walk over, you take a sefer off the shelf? Grab Mishnah Berurah off the shelf. You open it up at random. And you read one line of the Mishnah Berurah. You say, I want to have a kesher to the Chavetz Chaim. I want to know how to live my life. Learn a piece of Mishnah Berurah. So you open up the Mishnah Berurah. And you see that in the Mishnah Berurah, it says that when you take a sefer off the shelf, you should take it off the shelf with your right hand. Now it happens to you when you picked up the Mishnah Berurah, you picked it up with your left hand. So now your life has totally changed. Now you know how to live your life. A minute ago, you didn't know how to take a sefer off the shelf. Now you know how to take a sefer off the shelf. So that's unbelievable. Right? You become a functioning person. The way that Hashem wants you to walk down the street in this world. How to tie your shoes. The way Hashem wants you to tie your shoes in this world. How to eat a piece of food. The way Hashem wants you to eat a piece of food in this world. The proper bracha. And not only have you taught this Jew how to function, you bring him to Olam Haba. Yichvod Hashem le'olam yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. When does Hashem have great joy? You see what it says here? Yismach. Yismach Hashem v'basa. When does Hashem rejoice with His creations? There's a beautiful medrash. There's a medrash that says that the Torah says to a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to a person, I want you to make yourself. Why did Hashem make us that we need a bris milah? The famous medrash where the heretic said to Rabbi Akiva, God is imperfect, He doesn't know how to make things right. You have to touch it up. The answer is this pasuk, Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav, that Hashem will rejoice b'ma'asav, not only in that which He creates, but the person who creates himself. So therefore what? When a person doesn't know halacha, right? You woke up this morning knowing less about Purim, hopefully, than you know today, based on our shiur this morning. And you're going to know more about Pirkei Avos. You're going to know more about how the Chavetz Chaim thought 100 years ago after learning tonight. This is unbelievable. You're constantly changing. You're becoming a functioning human being the way that Hashem wants you to be. So, kishe yodim Torah so, v'holchem midos yesharos. Hashem is constantly, yismach lashon asid, right? Hashem will rejoice. Because you're constantly undergoing this transformation. I know more, and I'm more refined. And I'm going around and I'm spreading that Torah to others. So when a person goes and he teaches Torah and he helps Hashem's children to become better Jews, better children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels a tremendous joy as his children are continuing to grow. The same way a parent looked at a child who was biologically growing. You don't have to work so hard. It's not really a choice if you're going to biologically grow, right? Your body's doing it on its own. And the child, and the grandparents come to visit. They say, "Wow, look how much you've grown." I didn't do anything. I went to sleep at night, and I woke up as a little taller. So all the more so. But there's a nachas ruach. Wow, oh wow. And our little son Yaakov is learning how to walk now. It's an amazing thing to see. But that's, it's a natural biological reality. Obviously, it's a tremendous miracle, right? But it's a natural biological reality. What happens when a person chooses to grow in a way where it's a choice, where I learn Torah because I want to grow, I want to develop my neshama, I want to develop my personality, I want to be a nicer person and a smarter person in Torah who knows how to function the way Hashem wants? That's the greatest simcha you can give a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That his children are serving him the way that they're meant to serve him. How happy you'll be to know that I helped one of Hashem's children to find his way in this world. And that's what Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. Hamidu Talmidim Harbe doesn't mean teach the biggest shir, be the biggest magid shir in the Mir Yeshiva. Because that's not for everyone. But Ve'amidu Talmidim Harbe, the way he's describing it here, to look out for a fellow Jew, and to try to spread Hashem's name in this world, and to make sure that a safer Torah doesn't get stuck in a corner collecting dust, that's something that every single person can do. And we learned last week in Shem Yishmael, the Chavetz Chaim was intensely dedicated to this. Remember the story of Shalom Shajan told? The Leif Shalom, Parshas Vayechi?
the Chafetz Chaim traveled from Radin to Vilna, and he spoke to that large assembly of people, and that one fellow came over to him after, and he said, "You know, I want you to know, you helped to deepen my emunah just a little bit." And the Chafetz Chaim said, as an old man, his family was not happy about him traveling. He said it was worth it to travel all the way from Radin to Vilna. He probably impacted thousands of people, but he said it would have been worth it even for this one person. That one old Jew should be able to say, "I know Hashem a little bit better, thanks to you. Thanks to the drasha that you gave." That's the Amidu Talmidim Harvey. Continues the Chafetz Chaim on the next page. The Eloha Nashim Mizaki Harab. Lamish are Indian for this past week. Shem Yishuah. Those people who are Mizaki Harab, a person who has an eye towards the Tzibur, a person who is able to lift himself up a little bit beyond his own personal needs and look outward. Zochem Avorzel, Lebanim Gedolei Torah, Shemizaki Yisrael B'Torah Mitzvahs. When you become the type of person who's always looking out for Klal Yisrael, so then Mida Keneged Mida, I don't know if he's saying entirely as like a spiritual, metaphysical reality, or just a natural response, is that what? That you create an environment, you raise your children to do the same. The same way that you were willing to make sacrifices for the Tzibur, so you're zocha to have children who are also going to be what? Who are going to be dedicated to the spreading of Torah and Mitzvahs. Kamo the Isa V'tana Debe Eliyahu. Like again, it says in the Medrash, Rabbi Elkanah sheyishtadel lezakus Yisrael lalos l'rega. Medrash tells a story that Rabbi Elkanah worked to be able to facilitate Jews going aliyah l'rega. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says to him, "You were the one who motivated and caused the Jewish people to be what? To be found the kafzchus. And you taught my children mitzvahs. And you caused the masses to serve me. So chayecha shani motzi mimcha, I'll produce for you a child who's also going to be yachriyas kol Yisrael the kafzchus. V'yachanech osam mitzvahs. V'yizku rab mal yada." So again, schar mitzvah mitzvah, midug mitzvah gavaris mitzvah. Right? When a person creates an environment of looking out for others, so Hashem allows that family becomes a family that's always, you see, there's certain families that it just becomes like it's just a natural part of their family narrative to be people who are always doing for Klal Yisrael. Because you've developed an eye towards others. And Hashem protects it, that's valuable midah should remain within the family. Now, a person might say, "Hold on a second. Let's just get this for a second. I have a limited amount of time to learn. Am I going to spend time learning? Am I going to spend time teaching?" The things that these people need, the Gedolim might say, the bigger a person of Torah I don't have time to sit here. Let someone who doesn't know that much, who knows Aleph Beis, teach Aleph Beis. Someone who doesn't know Aleph Beis. But I'm holding by Chumas Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I don't have time for Aleph Beis. For lo evatel Torasi avorzeh, I can't give up my precious time for this. Let's remind ourselves of what Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Negros Moshe. No, what do you want to say? You have something to say.
Does this become lesser if it's just part of what they do?
Right, that's an interesting question. Meaning, let's say I'm a good guy because I was born into a family of really nice people. And I'm used to seeing this type of behavior. It's very interesting. That's an interesting question. I'll tell you where it comes up in a slightly different fashion. What's better, the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik, or a tzaddik ben rasha? So when Yitzchak and Rivka are down, remember the Rashi? Vayet arlo, and Hashem paid attention to Yitzchak. Why? Because you can't compare the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik to Rivka as a tzaddik as bas rasha. Now, what's the svar to say the opposite? I once saw in a sefer chumash from Rav David Pavarsky. What would be the svar to say that the tefillah of the tzaddikas bas rasha is better? What do you mean? She didn't have anyone to model it for her. So then, okay. So then, lemaisa. So then, what is the svar that tzaddik ben tzaddik is better?
Say that she has what to compare it to as what not to do.
Okay.
Direction
works. There
you go.
Okay.
Different story.
What's the challenge of being the tzaddik ben tzaddik? Because the punchline Rashi says is Yaakov's answered because.
Standards.
What did you say?
High standards.
So that's the
high standards, and then what? And you have to live up to it. Okay. Or the danger of mitzvah sanashim mulumada, that I become a robot. that I know how to shuckle because my father used to shuckle a certain way, right? Exactly this, meaning my family does chesed. So what do you mean? Like it's just what we do. It's not a serious nefesh. It's not a struggle. I was programmed to do chesed. Okay, so the goal is obviously to always be stretching one's chesed muscles, or to be stretching one's tefillah muscles, and to try to make it yours, try to own it, and to take it to the next level. But you're right, there is a danger of of being born into that family of people who always do the right thing, that it's, Bakum Shabali Tshuva owned it. Well, Tshuva has to overcome things. But yeah, the Tzadik Ben Tzadik also has a fight. That's from Delp Farsky's point. The fight of the Tzadik Ben Tzadik is I have to overcome the Netiyah to just be robotic about it, because, what do you mean? That's what my family does. So Moshe Feinstein writes, it's Negros Moshe, in Evan Ezer and Chelik Dal and Simen Chavav. For Moshe has a tshuva, how a person has to give of his time to others. How much time do you have to donate to others? So Moshe says, Meiser. The same way a person is encouraged to give Meiser of his money, so a person is encouraged and maybe expected to question exactly how Meiser works. Is it a chiyuv? Is it a minhag tov? Right? But there's an expectation that a person has to give generously of his time. The Torah says, "Lo samar al dam reyecha." Don't stand by your friend's blood. Pashup shah, you see someone drowning in the river, you better jump in and save them. But there's an amazing minchas chinuch. Minchas chinuch writes, it's a mitzvah Reish Lamed Gimel, I think, by the mitzvah tochacha. But the minchas chinuch says, if lo samar al dam reyecha means what? That I have to what? I'm responsible to provide. I have to return a lost object, let's say, right? So all the more so, I have to try to what? I have to try to lo samar al dam reyecha, protect a person's body. If he does gufo, if he loses an object, I have to take care of him. All the more so, if God forbid there's a threat to his body, his most valuable possession, so to speak. But then the Minchas Chinuch says, and that's why he's writing by the mitzvah of Tochacha, but there's a person that has an even more valuable possession, it's the Shama. And therefore, if there's a mitzvah to return a lost object, and there's a mitzvah to return or to help a person who's physically in danger, so the more so. A Jew is spiritually in danger, it's the biggest Kavachomer ben Benosha Kavachomer. But a person can't say, no, I'm learning that. I don't have time to help someone else learn. That's a terrible mistake. So, says the Chafetz Chaim, the greater you are in Torah, the more there's an atiyah for you to say, let someone else take over and do this. I don't have time for this. I can't be bothered by this. Delo kein hadavar. Dekeshe yachzik b'zeh ha-gadol b'torah, yiskayim yizgadol hadavar harbe yoser. First of all, realize, when the gadol b'torah takes of his time to teach someone, right, it leaves a much greater rosho on the person who's learning. Imagine the gadol b'torah comes over and says, listen, I see you're sitting with an art scroll, so I can see that you're not so proficient in learning Gemara by yourself. You want me to tutor you? Get the gadol b'torah. I feel terrible taking every night. No, it'd be a great honor to teach you. So that's going to create such a rosho that the recipient of such a generosity of one's time, of one's efforts, is going to transform the person. When the gadol says, I'm giving a shir, when the gadol says, I want to give a shir, right? Why? You're so busy learning. Yeah, but no, I want to do something for clients. I want to make sure people are learning. So then everyone comes, they're excited to hear, right? Even though he's sacrificing his own personal learning, but that's how it's supposed to be. Right? It's a good thing. V'albitul Torah, so al yidag klal. Says the Chavetz Chaim, you don't have to worry at all. Don't be doing at all over your bitul Torah. And he quotes a third time now from Tana Debe Eliyahu. De bischar shemalami Torah l'rabim. When a person teaches Torah to the masses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mefakeach oso u'mosiv lo chachma u'bina. You will not lose out by giving of your time for someone else. Why was it that Avram became Avram if he was so busy doing chesed all the time? The Chassam Sofer has a famous introduction that he writes in the Shalos and Tshuvos Chassam Sofer at the beginning of Yoredeya. He has a famous Hakdama where he talks about that. And he basically says, you will not lose out by helping someone else. Hashem will help you catch up. Hashem will help you to catch up. Hashem will make up for lost time. The schar that a person gets for teaching Torah to others, Hashem says, I'll make sure that next time you're learning, when you only had a half hour because you gave a half hour away to someone else, you'll be able to accomplish what you would have accomplished in an hour, you'll accomplish it in a half hour. You have to reach out to other people. The Torah, this is exactly what we were learning last week in Shem Yishmul. It's not about any one individual. It's not about, I need to know the most Torah. I need to help Klal Yisrael. Kediisa sham kol tamid chacham amalami Torah berabim liyisrael l'shem shemayim. Ve'eino nosei panim la'asher v'la'ani. A tamid chacham teaches everyone equally. He doesn't say, well, I'm going to teach, you know, I'll teach the rich person because then when I need to collect money to open my new shul, I'll be able to get a good donation. But the poor guy's kid, why do I need to help him out? I'm not going to get anything from that. The Talmud Chacham was honest and just wants to teach Torah to anyone who's interested. Ela mikra hu makri es kulam kachas. Mishnah hu shona es kulam kachas. Mitoch kach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachim alav v'nosan lo chachma das and bina. And the truth is, if I really love Torah, how could I not want to teach it? Just mentioned the Chassam Sofer a moment ago. The Chassam Sofer has in the Torah's motion of Parshas Chukas, an amazing var. Zos Chukas HaTorah. Yeah, what's Parshas Chukas talking about? How does it begin? It's talking about the Paradum. The famous question is, why does it say Zos Chukas HaTorah? Why doesn't it say Zos Chukas HaPara? This is the law of the Para. Okay, so that's the famous question. But if you look at Unkelus there, Unkelus translates Zos Chukas HaTorah as Da Gzeirasa Doraisa. This is the Gzeira of the Torah. Okay, this is the law of the Torah. Sounds like a good translation. Questions like this. Chassam Sofer says, hold on a second. Does Gezerah sound like a positive thing or a negative thing? If I come to you and I say, I have some news. They made a Gezerah on the Jewish community. So that's great. Let's make a Kiddush. No. A Gezerah means that they're coming to kill us. A Gezerah means they're taking our kids to the army. Right? Gezerah means that they're raising the taxes of the Jewish people. Gezerah, Chassam Sofer quotes a Magen Avraham, by Hilchos Tanios, that Gezerah is a code word for a bad decree. Right? Gezerah doesn't usually mean a good decree. Gezerah is a measure of something frightening happening. They made a Gezerah, they issued a Gezerah against the Jewish community. Yeah? So what do you mean, Dog Gezerah? So Zos Chukas HaTorah. Dog Gezerah Sadarai, so this is the Gezerah of the Torah. What's the bad thing about Parah Aduma? So Chassam Sofer says an amazing var. He says, what was the Gezerah? The Gezerah was against Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because Shlomo Melech says, I tried to seek wisdom, v'hi rechoka mimeni, but it's far away from me. Shlomo Melech couldn't understand, so he understood a lot of things, Shlomo Melech. Come on, he understood everything. The Rambam says, the end of Hilchos Tmura, that you should try to understand all the mitzvahs, the way that Shlomo understood almost everything. You look at the Ramban's HaKadam and HaChomesh, he talked about how Shlomo knew so many things. Natural sciences, everything. What was the one thing Shlomo Melech didn't understand? Paraduma. Yeah? So I'm even saying a remez, v'hi rechoka, when he says, I tried to learn everything, but it was beyond me, v'hi rechoka is gematria paraduma. That was the one thing Shlomo Melech couldn't understand. Who did understand paraduma? Chazal said there was one person who knew the secret of paraduma. Who was that? Moshe Rabbeinu. But he was sworn to secrecy. Wasn't allowed to teach it to anyone. So says the Chassam Sofer, Zos Chukas HaTorah, Dog Zeirsa Daraisa. You know what the biggest punishment for Moshe Rabbeinu was? To have such a sweet Dvar Torah, a sweet piece of Torah, and he was sworn to secrecy, he wasn't allowed to share it with anyone. A person who loves Torah doesn't want to keep it for himself. A person who really loves Torah is excited to share Torah with someone else. And it's not about how can I learn more Torah so I can get ahead of my friend, that I can know more than him. And I understand, not only do I want to share it, but if I have a little bit of a chashash that maybe it's going to set me back, says the Chavetz Chaim, the Kohen Gadol of our generation, the Chavetz Chaim says, I give you a bracha, birchas kohanim, it's not going to set you back at all. I guarantee that Hashem will make up for the lost time. And he quoted Chazal, he quoted the Tanna de Be'al Yo, that a person who teaches Torah to others, nosin lo chelekim atzadikim Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. V'alav ha-kasav omer, about such a person Yeshayah Navi says, don't worry. That's my paraphrasing of the puzzle. You have nothing to worry about. You're going to be fine. You will not lose out. You're investing in Klal Yisrael. Me'omel nafsho yira yispa v'daito. Yatzik tzadik avdi l'rat. You will not lose out. Hashem is going to make sure that you're still a tzadik, you're still a chacham. You'll make up for all that lost time. Okay, so this is V'amidu Talmidim Harpei. Again, one of the great things that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah wanted to, the greatest assembly of Jews that ever was, right? One of their important messages is, don't worry. Make sure you stay focused on having Talmidim helping others. Like Rav Moshe Feinstein said, give it your time for others. Be spiritually concerned for others, and you'll never lose it. Okay, next Mishnah. Shimon HaTzadik Hayim Yishar Knesset HaGadola Hu Hayah Omer Al Shlosha Dvar HaOlam Omer. The world stands on three things: Al HaTorah Ve'al HaAvoda Ve'al Gemilas Chasadim. Yeah, Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. Interesting, especially since we spoke on Monday about how we're living in a time where Chesed seems to be the primary pillar. B'chach Chosman. Right, we say Elokei Avram, we say Elokei Yitzchak, we say Elokei Yaakov. But how do we end the bracha of Shmona Esrei? Magen Avram. So the Gemara says in Psachim, B'chach Chosman, we seal the deal with you, Avram. Right? B'chach Chosman, you get the Chasima. Avram gets the Chasima. We don't say Magen Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, we say Magen Avram. So the Kedushas Levi and others explain that B'chach Chosman, you seal the deal. B'chach Chosman means what? That with you, Avram, with your midah, we seal the deal. What's the midah of Avram? Chesed. So at the end of the day, is the final thing that we need more than anything else, is the midah of Chesed. And we spoke on Monday how Yishmael is a klipa of Chesed, and Amalek is a klipa of Chesed, and Esav is a klipa of Chesed. And we're fighting against Chesed. We're fighting against negative Chesed in the world, which of course comes in the form of Arayos and Pritzos and all sorts of things, and we need to have proper Chesed. So it's interesting that if you look in the Gemara, in Sota, the Gemara says that the Torah begins with Chesed and it ends with Chesed. At the beginning of the Torah, the Chesed that Hashem does is when Adam and Chav were getting married, Chazal say Hashem braided Chav's hair for the wedding. Can you imagine? Oh, who did your hair? Oh, God. And no wonder, you look really good. I figured it must be someone really good. Yeah, and the Torah ends with Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu burying Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah is bookended by Chesed. That's why the Ben Ish Chai and others point out that what's the gematria of the word Torah? 611. What's the gematria of Gemilas Chasadim? 611. Because Gemilas Chasadim is the essence of Torah in a certain sense. It's the bookends of the Torah. And as we stand here at the end of days, right, Avram was the first Jew who got us started. And Chesed, looking out for one another, like we were just learning a second ago, in Ruchnias and in Gashmias, is the key to bringing the Gula. So we have to be sensitive to Chesed. Since it's almost Purim, I'll just mention. B'cha Chosman. Yeah, B'cha Chosman. When the Gemara says, okay Avram, okay so okay Yaakov. B'cha Chosman. I'll just say a cute little shtickle of Purim Torah. B'cha, Chav Sofit is 500 in Gematria. So B'cha is 502. B'cha is, right? Chav Sofit is 500. B'cha, based on Chav Sofit, is 502. 502 is the Gematria of Amunah Pshuta, so that's certainly something that we need. That's the Gemara at the end of the Gemara at the end of Makos. B'cha Bakuk v'amidon al-achas v'sadik b'amunaso yechya tev Amunah Pshuta. But in the spirit of Purim, what's 502? You have to know 502 is an important Purim number. Person to drink Adlo Yada Bain Arahaman 502 and Baruch Mordechai 502 Emunah Pshuta 502. How long did Avram live?
502.
No.
175.
Avram lived 175. How long did Yitzchak live?
136.
180. So what's 175 plus 180?
502.
What's 175 plus 180?
355.
And Yaakov lived 147? 502. Right, the lives of the Avos is also 502. That's why we're talking about that. So in the spirit of Purim, Araham and Baruch Mordechai is 502. That's what the Rishon already say. Adala Yada bin Araham and Baruch Mordechai means I have to get so drunk that I can't calculate the... can't add up their names anymore. Can't do the math. Okay? But the world stands on Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasad. So says the Chavetz Chaim, Ala Torah, the bottom line. Be'emes mi yuchal l'malel. Who can even put into words? As Galu Kedushas Torah Seinu HaKadosha. Again, let's just, you know, what's great about the Chavetz Chaim is nothing fancy. He just talks straight. He helps us to think of it. Torah is amazing. Do you realize what that means to have the Torah? The Torah means Hashem gave us Himself. He gave us His ideas. Who can even speak, says the Chavetz Chaim? The world stands on three pillars, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. But who can even begin to talk about the holiness of our Torah? More and more, I believe, that if a person wants to have a moon in Hashem, you have to learn Torah. This is my new thing. When someone comes to me with an Amunah problem, and has all these Amunah questions, I said, listen, we could talk proofs of God, we could talk philosophy, we could talk whatever you want. But if you're not learning Torah, You can't. You're not going to believe in Hashem. Yeah, a Jew has to be learning Torah. Our emunah is built. Rav Saadia Gaon famously wrote in his Emunah Sadeus that what? That the ummah of the Jewish people is distinguished. What makes us unique is our Torah. Our Torah is what? That's who we are. You have to learn Torah. You can't know Hashem. You can't talk abstract proofs of God. You can't know Hashem unless you learn His Torah. It's the best way to know. And I find the more I learn Torah, the more my emunah is strengthened by Lima Torah. Asher hi shoresh habriya. The Torah is what? The Torah is the shoresh habriya. It's the foundation of the universe. Vereishis kol hametzius. It put everything into motion. And he gives a beautiful explanation. Look what he says. The pasuk says in Mishlei, Hashem kanani reishis darko kedem mifalav me'as. I want to just read to you a little bit. This is from Mishlei Parakhes. Mishlei Parakhes is good to know about. It's all about Torah. And the Torah has a lot to say. It talks about the beauty of Torah. The eighth parak of Mishlei is all about the beauty of Torah. Sure, I'm just going to read you a little bit in English. Surely wisdom will call out and understanding will raise her voice. Atop the heights along the way, at the place where pathways diverge, she stands. So let's remember the beauty of Torah. Yeah? They are all correct to one who understands and upright to those who find knowledge. Accept my discipline and not silver, for knowledge is choicer than fine gold. I am wisdom. I dwell in cleverness. I provide knowledge of design. I'm just skipping around a couple of psukim here. Hashem, now, here's the pasuk that he just quoted. Pasuk Chav Beis. Right? Hashem chanani reishis darko. Hashem made me as the beginning of His way before His deeds of yore. Meaning what? Istako baraisu baralma. When Hashem created the world, Hashem looked at the Torah as the blueprint. Hashem chanani reishis darko. Hashem made me as the beginning of His way. Kedem mifalav me'az. Before any of His deeds. So Torah preceded the world. That's what it says in the Medrash. That's what it says in the Gemara Pesachim. That's what it says in the Zohar Kadosh. Torah preceded the world. Okay? So what does it mean? What does it mean when we talk about something preceding something else? The idea that precedes the action. What does that mean? So it says, L'chavetz chayim re'ei davar pela b'inyin gedula satorah. Let's see a wondrous thing about the greatness of Torah. Kama gadol inyana, v'kama otzum schar mekaima. How great it is, and how great are those who keep it. Dihine yadua, de'lechol inyin sha'adam osa, yesh pu'ula v'tachlis. Everything that I do, there's the act that I do, but then there's the goal of why I do it. V'tachlis al karchach hi gadol mepu'ula. The goal is obviously greater than the specific action. What's the mashal? He gives a very simple mashal. A person who wants to open a store. So a person who wants to open a store has to make an initial investment. The mashal. K'she'echad machzi chanus listake. A person wants to make money by opening a shop. U'motzi hotzoh salzeh, and he spends a lot of money to make the initial investment. Kama meos dinari kesef. Yeah? He invests $50,000 to get himself off the ground. So let me ask you, that's his pu'ula. What's the tachlis? He spent $50,000 to open the store. Is the tachlis to make $30,000? Because that would be self-defeating. Is the tachlis to make $50,000? The tachlis is to make $200,000. The tachlis is always greater than what? Than the pu'ula. Right? The big picture, the tachlis, has to be greater than the specific action. The goal, what he hopes to earn from this, is obviously gadol mizeh v'hu'a tachlis. That is the tachlis. The purpose of investing 50,000 is to make 100,000. If you see a big palace, a castle built for a king, if you see that they spend millions of dollars to build the castle, so you must know what? You must know the honor of the king. The king who's going to dwell within the castle is obviously such a great person that his happiness and his joy and his malucha is worth more than millions of dollars, because you spend millions of dollars just to make the castle. So the king himself must be a person doing it all for him. He must be worth more than millions of dollars. V'alozehu rakapu'ula. Al-kein atachas galumizeh. That what? That the point of the castle is that the king should be able to set up his Kisei HaMelech v'Kisro, the place from where his throne will reign, and where his crown will dominate, will rule. Im kein mizeh anu yodu. Shekol shehu b'mala gavoh mechavero. So anything that's greater than its friend, than its contemporary, than its neighbor. Al kein pulaso higam kein gedol mechavero. What's he saying?
What did he just say? Shekos from a mala gavol mechavero, al kein pulasu igam kein gedol mechavero. Meaning, if something is of a greater tachlis, then it's going to have an initial greater pula. V'chol shepulasu gedola, al kein a tachlis who owed yoser gadol. Okay, so I can assess how much effort is going in. Wow, there must be a really great, if they're putting in a lot of effort, there must be something really, really great that's motivating them, that they're trying, that something, someone is trying to achieve. So he says, second paragraph, Im king, kal v'chomer elef alafim, kishanu rom shakadosh baruch hu ba'atmo asa izapula. So if Hashem, who is all-knowing and all-powerful, decided to do something, it must serve what? That anything that Hashem is going to do, is obviously, right, if the doing is so significant, that means the tachlis that it's trying to achieve must be even more significant. Hashem did an unbelievable pool. He created the world. And all the worlds. V'chol asher bam and everything within them. V'im kein, kisha'anu shomim riromus kvod liyizbarach. Shigam hu amar shasa b'rivashul eza tachlis. So Hashem, your world is unbelievable. And now Hashem says, let me tell you why I made the world. What does it say in Mishlei? Hashem kanani reishis darko. What was the motivation for creating the world? Hashem's creation was motivated by what? The tachlis. The goal, the idea that preceded the world. $100,000 that I wanted to earn that led me to invest $50,000. The bigger picture, the idea. So what was the bigger picture? What was the idea? The bigger picture, the idea was Torah. Hashem said, wow, I want to give my Torah to something. So therefore Hashem did a pu'ula. What was the pu'ula? Hashem invested in creating the world. For the tachlis of Torah. But if not to achieve that greater goal of Torah expressing itself in the world, then what? Then Hashem never would have made the world. So therefore, Yavin Ha'adam, so a person should look at the world and say, wow, if Hashem's pu'ula is so magnificent, that means the tachlis, the Torah itself, must be that much greater. Yavin Ha'adam Me'atro, come and know where tachlis ahu. Right? It's a purpose that's beyond any description. The pasuk screams out and says, "Shetachlis habria." Next page, he had Torah. Uvishvila nivru shemayim v'aretz v'tafki. Sorry, v'chukoseyan. That the world and all that is within it, all of the rules that govern the world, every blade of grass, every snowflake falling somewhere in Antarctica, every creature in the world, every beating heart of the 7.5 billion people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is governing, Bashkacha Pratis, all of that is the pu'ula. What's the tachlis? Mikra Malehu. Ko Amar Hashem. Imlo Brisi Yomam Valayla Chukos Shemayim Va'aretz Lo Samti. If not for the big picture, which is what? My covenant of day and night. What's my covenant of day and night? Gisam Bo Yom Valayla, Torah. If not for the covenant of Torah, then all of the laws of heaven and earth, they can't stand. They never would have been. I had no reason to create them. I'm not investing $50,000 to make $25,000. I'm investing $50,000 to create the world. To what? For the tachlis of $100,000 for Torah. To express my Torah. So now, this is a great technique to use against your Yetzirah. Your Yetzirah comes to you, and you lose sight of the big picture. You lose sight of the tachlis. Yetzirah comes, live close me al atzman uvenayim lima Torah kadosha. Someone says to you, what's the point of learning? How does it get you anywhere? What's the tachlis? We say that sometimes. The person says, what's the tachlis of my learning? Do you realize how ironic that is? Learning is the tachlis. That is the dafka the tachlis. A person says, what's in it for me? What does it lead to? Right? B'cheshman b'nafshman. A person makes the cheshman. Ma tachlis yegil lemin lima Torah. I sit and I read some old book. This is purposeful. This is the purpose. So says the Chafetz Chaim, that is the most heretical question you could possibly ask. To say, what is the tachlis? What does Torah lead to? What do you mean, what does Torah lead to? Torah is what everything else leads to. Everything else leads to Torah. The pasuk told us, Ki ha-shamayim va'aretz v'chol inyaneihem einam rak ha-pu'ula. The pu'ula is the whole universe. Everything that we know of, and that which we don't even know of, the world beyond. But the tachlis mikol zehu rak ha-Torah. The ikar purpose of it all is the Torah. Shu atov ha-amiti va-kiyom ha-nitzchi. Shavo ha-adam zoch l'sadin u-leishe b'mayla l'netzach. It's a melech ha-kavah. It's how I earn my eternal portion alongside a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And now I think we have a deeper understanding of what the Nefesh HaChaim writes in two places in Shaar Dalet. In Perek Yud Aleph and in Perek Chaf Hei. What does the Nefesh HaChaim famously say? Others talk about it also, but he's most famous for usually saying it. That what? If there'd be 1 second without Limud Torah in the world would go back to Tohu Vavohu. You know why that has to be? Why does it have to be?
Because Torah is
a tach. Because Torah is a tach. I mean, if the tachos isn't present, then the pool is worthless. The world ceases to have purpose if there's not some Torah being learned. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to set up time zones. Really, that way when people on one side of the world people are sleeping, people on the other side of the world are awake and learning Torah. That's why when a person chooses to learn at a time when it's not popular to learn, or you learn an area of Torah that's not popular to learn, you take that sefer off the shelf tomorrow that no one's looked at in 20 years, that's a tremendous thing. Sefer Chassidim writes in two places that if a person learns an area of Torah that's not popular, it's like a mace mitzvah. You find the mace mitzvah, you find a dead body with no relatives, Rahman al-Islam, no one to bury it, and you provide for that, it's a tremendous chesed. So the Sefer Chassidim, Rehuda Chassid, says there are areas of Torah that are like a mace mitzvah. No one wants to learn them, they're not popular. Mesechtos that aren't popular. Areas of ideas in Torah that are not popular. Times to learn. Learning on Erev Shabbos. You know what Tzaddikim said when a person learns on Erev Shabbos? When most people are getting too busy with all sorts of good things, but they're too busy to learn. You know what that's worth? You know what's worth when a person learns on Purim? Who has time to learn on Purim? The Pinchas Koretzer says, no one learns on Purim. And he explains, Baruch Hashem, are you sure? A kibbu kolel. Then there's lunch afterwards. What's for lunch? Schnitzel, chillin'. You have to pay for Kimu Kolo?
I don't think so.
You don't have to even pay? Unbelievable. Part of the greatest yeshiva in the world. Nowhere but here, Chara. Nowhere but here. Tachlis. V'heim rotzim. V'heim rotzim be'efech. So now a person says, what's the tachlis of my learning? What's in it for me? Yeah? Now again, sometimes a person, sadly, in their naivete, they don't know what the Torah is. So a parent who says, I don't want my son going Shana Bet, he's got to move on. What's the tachlis in another year of learning? But we have to understand, as B'nai Yeshiva, as people who are Zocha, to have a more mature and deeper understanding of Torah, so we don't understand. To say, what's the tachlis of Torah is the greatest irony. Torah is the tachlis. Nothing deserves and is worth existing, as the Nefesh HaChaim says, if there's not going to be Torah. V'heim rotzim be'hefech. So Rahman al-Itzlan, people who take their children and they pull them away from Torah, or a person who trades away Torah for some silly pu'ula in this world. Sh'atorah tiyasibas pu'ula eza tachas ahevel. That if Torah should become what? Torah should become secondary to some silly, hevel, worthless, something else that we define. If we confuse Iker and Tafel, pu'ula and tachlis. Zeu she'akosav, that's what the Pasuk says, and screams to us, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. And with this we'll end. Ma matzu avoseichem bi avel. Why is it that certain avos, why is it that certain people find me to be what? To be just not worth it. To find me to be bad. To find me to be not worth investing in. Ratzalomer, she'yuzochen lios lefanai kayam nitzchim ki rachaku me'alai. Why is it that some people turn down nitzchis? How could that be? Ki rachaku me'alai me'alai daika. Because they don't understand the tachlis. They're looking at the world backwards. They're confusing Iker and Tafel, Fula and Tachlis. And if a person would just realize that the Torah is the thing that justifies everything, they'd have a very different attitude towards Torah. And therefore the world stands on Torah and Avodah and Gemilas Chassad. That's why, again, which is the Iker pillar? They're all Iker. Everyone's Iker. Torah, but the same Rav Chaim Volozhiner we just quoted says in his Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos, you know how the Torah is the primary pillar? Because how do I define Avodah? I only know how to define Avodah because Torah tells me what's considered Avodah. And how do I know what's considered Chesed? The Torah gives me a description of what the definition of Chesed is. Right? So Torah is Torah, but the pillar of Avodah is molded and shaped and properly, the proper Hashkafa towards Avodah comes from Torah, and the proper Hashkafa towards Gemilas Chassadim comes from Torah. And therefore again, Torah is the Tachlis. Don't confuse the Tachlis. And on a day that you're feeling uninspired to learn Torah, so go look at the world. Look at the world and just look around. Look at everything in the world. Just watch a bird fly by and say, that bird only, Hashem made that bird. That was Hashem's pe'ula.
That was Hashem's smaller investment for some greater cause. That I should be able to look at that bird flying by, be re-inspired, and go back to the base medrash to be osik in the tachlis of the universe. Okay? So, some very powerful lessons from the Chafetz Chaim. Okay, maybe we'll continue with Hashem next time. Shkoyach.